Here's today's Spotlight on Learning on WCHL. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist, and this week our theme is on the power of nature to support our students. Today we're focusing on the middle school learner. Did you know the CDC reports that over 11% of students in North Carolina are identified with ADHD? But there is good news. Regular exercise and outdoor activities, also known as unstructured or green time, has been found to help children with ADHD and depression. According to Psychology Today, children with ADHD who participate in regular outdoor activities, such as walking in the park or hiking, exhibit fewer ADHD symptoms than children who spend the majority of their time indoors. This approach is actually called green therapy, and it's a deterrent for depression too. Yesterday, we explored how nature can be our teacher, and it's fascinating to think that spending time outdoors can be so beneficially free. If elementary school students don't get enough recess, we can pretty much guarantee that kids in middle school aren't getting time outside. And as a result, they are suffering, not just physically, but also psychologically. However, it was found in a recent study that approximately 90% of individuals experienced an increase in self-esteem following a walk in the country. On the other hand, 44% of individuals reported a decrease in self-esteem after window shopping at a local mall. Maybe we really should consider the value of hugging a tree. I'd like to leave you today with this quote by John Muir. Let children walk with nature. Let them see the beautiful blendings and communions of death and life, their joyous inseparable unity, as taught in woods and meadows, plains and mountains and streams of our blessed star, and they will learn that death is stingless indeed and as beautiful as life. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist. If you want to learn more, visit my blog on chapelboro.com.